We're talking with Rovira Dasig from Salsify. Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us about APIs.
Yeah, of course.
Tell us a little bit about Salsify. What is the company? What does it do?
So Salsify is a product content management platform that helps brands and retailers better manage and organize the awesome data that you see on websites when you're shopping.
When you're shopping online.
When you're shopping online. Yeah, exactly. Well, because like Joel, do you shop online?
Everybody shops online.
Would you buy something online that had no images?
Today, I would never buy something without images, and I'm seeing more and more things on retail sites that are actually VR images where you can spin the product around and look at it from any angle. Yeah. That's important.
Oh, absolutely. And because of that, because these requirements are now driven from like the consumer level, from you and me, retailers have had to then adjust to that. They're not going to put out that content on their own, more or less, because they want to be able to provide content or an endless aisle of products, right, for their consumers. So the onus now is resting on the brands and manufacturers to provide that content, and that's what Salsify helps
and
deliver.
And if it's resting on those people, that's why we're using a REST API.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Before we talk API specifically, just to follow that line of reasoning for a second, where we see lots of retailers today trying to build what they call omni-channel experiences.
Yep.
So it's online, it might be catalog, it might be telephone call center, it might be in-store brick and mortar experiences. Do you help pull all of that together?
Yes. So what we aim to do is really reduce that friction of being able to get your content to everywhere it needs to go, whether it's on a retailer's website, whether it's in-store, whether it's to their mobile app. Let's think of all the other channels that your content is touching, right? So the retailer is sort of that endpoint because that's where your customer would purchase the product. But you also need, maybe you need like content augmentation or content creation. Maybe you need, better titles or descriptions. Maybe you need better images. There are other services out there that can help you get your content primed and ready to then, sell very well on those sites.
So even before we get to the API, we still have to have good content. That means you need to have photographers taking images of your products. You need to have copywriters who are writing enticing, alluring words that draw the customer in.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
And once we have all of that, and that's in a database of some sort, what are you people at Salsify doing with APIs that make all of these pieces come together and work?
Right. So I think if you take a step back just for a second here, a lot of our API strategy is making it very easy for all of those providers, right? The folks who might be enhancing the images, the folks who might be providing the translations, to be able to send that content to Salsify to our customers in a very easy way. So that's a primary sort of strategy for us in terms of how we think about the ecosystem of the digital supply chain and how our customers, the sort of the trajectory of their data.
Now those users are not themselves technologists, which means they are not API savvy. So what do you expose to them that makes their life workable?
Right. So for our platform, we are a solution for marketing and sales teams primarily. And we're quite proud in the fact that we've built a software that is very easy to use, but also has a lot of I don't want to say complexity, but has the robustness and the flexibility to be able to handle all the different things that you might need to be doing with your data.
And you're building an API to do that.
To be able to handle it in a way that is not technically intimidating for the user itself.
What is important to know to build a good API?
I think you got to know your user. You need to understand what the business value you're providing and help that drive what it is you're building on the API side, on the technical side. When you can align the business processes of your users with your product and how other services interface with it via our APIs, that's really where you want to be.
Are you saying that the developer who is building an API needs to have business savvy in order to do the best possible job?
I think that helps, yeah. Or at least having that understanding of what it is you're building for, yes.
And where can building an API go wrong? Where does it go off the rails?
So from a product management perspective, I think not thinking about all the different ways in which, you know, it could spin into, I don't know, some like a potential edge case or even out of control. I think as a startup, we've been really great at pushing towards, okay, how can we innovate? How can we be creative? How can we, you know, ensure that we're pushing our boundaries in the space that we're in? And now we're really thinking about, like, we've had these wins, we've had these successes. How can we then, like, really respect and dedicate the ability to support what we've built? So that's what we're thinking through right now.
How do you manage your API and how do you keep it secure? And how do you update it in a way that makes it still simple for your customers?
That is a great question. And to be honest, something we're still really thinking about right now.
In terms of updating, that it's makes life difficult sometimes?
Oh, no, I think just internally how we, you know, we're like a big project of mine for this year is to be able to understand, to scale and support our integrations in a way that we can actually then leverage them to grow value for our customers.
And do you test APIs in terms of performance and scalability and peak load to make sure that they work under stress?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've made enhancements and, you know, performance enhancements to our platform to be able to support that.
So what's next?
Oh boy. Caught me off guard there. What's next? What I want is to really be able to allow our customers to, you know, their data is in Salsify, their content in Salsify, they're managing it, they're organizing it, they're enhancing it in the ways that they wouldn't have been able to without it before. What I'd like for them to be able to do now is plug in all the other services and all the other vendors that they use to get their content ready to really sell on those retailer sites or wherever they're going. Maybe it's their own e-commerce site. Maybe it's Amazon. Maybe it's Walmart.
So it's not just integration between you and them. It's multiple integrations
That's
with
right.
multiple providers and multiple data sets that are all in different forms.
That is the ecosystem that we are hoping to play in, yes. That we are playing in, yes.
And keep us updated. Let us know how that goes.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. We've been talking with Ravira Dasig from Salsify. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes.
You're welcome.